Right, you almost ready to go?
Right on time. That's my boy. I'll just be a moment. Sorry, dear. Got a little behind schedule, but...
Harry!
I know how you hate to waste.
Yes.
Waste of time is time never to be regained.
Harriet.
Right? Right. Rule number one. Never keep an efficiency expert waiting. Is that what you were going to say? Got my ticket?
Your seat reservation's all set. You'll have to confirm reservation, though, on the return trip 8 hours before time of departure.
Well, I'll just get my purse and gloves and we're off.
Harriet!
Every day in every way, I'm growing more and more efficient. Let's go!
Ready to say goodbye. I haven't even had a chance to say hello.
Please, darling, I hope we're not going to have another quarrel. I know how you hate my disorganization, but I'm trying, Frank. I really am trying.
Harriet, you're not listening to me again.
Oh, I am still listening. What did you say?
I said I wanted to kiss you.
Oh, is that what you said?
I wanted to kiss you hello before I had to kiss you goodbye.
Oh, Frank, I'm sorry. It's just been so long since I've seen Steve and Mike and Robbie and Chip. I bet he's grown.
Harriet, look, I don't mean to compete on the same level with your brother and nephews.
Oh, Frank. And Bub. Dear old Bub.
Nice to see Aunt Harriet. She's sure picked a fine time to visit. All this virus running around town.
What do you mean running around town? That virus has settled right down here at 837 Mill Street. And that's not any newfangled virus. It's just a common, ordinary, old-fashioned, everyday blow-your-nose cold. And I got a good... Oh, Robbie! I got all my junk out of the way. You can bring your Aunt Harriet stuff in here now.
Is Aunt Harriet a real kind of aunt or a babysitter kind of aunt?
What are you talking about, Chip? She's Dad's sister, you know that.
Yeah.
Hey, will you quit shoving?
Robbie, don't keep pulling and tugging. There we go.
I gotta get in here.
Gangway, got my hands full. Come on now, Patrick.
Let me have that shoe.
Oh, get off me! You're standing on my head!
The funniest thing I've seen since my boss got his tie caught in the mimeograph machine.
Thanks.
Come on.
You'd be great at untangling kite strings.
I can't hold it.
Hold it, fellas. Stand still.
Doggone it, Harriet. We should have had all this done before you got here.
Oh, don't be silly. I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
You've got lots to look forward to. Nothing but bottlenecks and traffic jams 24 hours a day around here.
I just wish Frank could see it. What a challenge for an efficiency expert.
Frank.
Too darn bad Steve had to be out of town for half your visit.
Oh, well, we'll have a week together.
Who's Frank?
Frank's the one that keeps on going to be our uncle one of these days.
Very nicely put, Robbie. Well, there you are. All unsnarled.
Thank you, Harriet.
What we need around here is a little organization.
What we need around here is a lot of organization.
As Frank would say, it's a challenge. A real challenge.
I warned you, now I'm going to blast you out of there.
Knock it off.
You get out of there.
I'll get out of here when I'm darn good and ready. Now, go down
there.
Hey. You boys want waffles for breakfast or not?
Waffles?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'll say.
With sausage or ham. Or both if you want it.
Oh, it sounds great.
Waffles. If. You'll all pitch in and help me work out a little surprise for your father.
Well, what kind of a surprise?
Well, when your father comes home, I'd like him to walk into an organized household where everything functions efficiently.
I don't get it.
She means surprise Dad by knocking off all the stupid arguments.
Stupid? Look who's talking. You should talk. I mean, you're always hogging
this
bathroom.
Look, how can you have an organized house when this kid keeps
getting... Kid, who are you calling kid, Knuckleman?
I'm calling you a kid. You get in this bathroom, you make a...
That's just what I mean. Everybody's going in different directions. Now, what we all have to do is get going in the same direction.
But as Frank says, the boat won't move unless everyone pulls his own weight. How about it?
Okay, I'm willing to try if you can...
Fine. I'll work out a plan of organization tonight and go over it with you during waffles in the morning.
Yeah, well, how am I...
And now, for our first step toward efficiency, Robbie, you use my bathroom downstairs.
Good.
And Mike, you hurry up so Chick can brush his teeth.
Okay.
When your father gets home, I'll have this house so organized, he won't recognize it.
Come here, the pancakes. Blueberries.
Don't worry, it's really very simple. Of course, for the first couple of days, we can expect a little confusion. But by the end of the week, we should be able to give your father a real surprise for his homecoming.
Well, waffles in the dining room, huh? Kind of fancy.
This is for cooking, dining room for eating. Now, these are your individual activity charts. The abbreviations on the obverse side can be decoded by means of the key on the reverse side.
Whoosh!
I'm about ready for another waffle, Harriet.
Coming right up.
Hey,
Jeepers in here.
Here at 7:30, I've got MB and CU, and Chip's only got BT. And here down at 3 o'clock, I have SP and BP, and Chip only has LS. How come?
You don't even know what you're complaining about. Turn it over and read it.
Oh. VK, breakfast, I, ironing, L, laundry.
Wow. Look at all the stuff that Bub has to do.
Right. Between 8:30 and 9:30, he's got a WD, DD, and PDA, CKNL, and CSP.
Wow.
Better look out, Harriet. You're going to spoil me. I'm liable to get used to this, getting up late and having breakfast fixed for me.
See you. Means get up. I get up at 7:15.
Right. You're catching on quickly. Now, let's have a little quiz to make sure we understand this much before I give you the rest.
Harriet, these are the best waffles I've ever eaten.
Thank you. Now, ready, everybody? 7:45. What about you, Bub?
No, thanks. I couldn't eat another bite. Good, I tell you.
No, we're going to have a dry run. Pick up your individual chart with the key on the back.
My what?
Here, this is yours, Bub. Read across.
Now, 7:45. Chip?
BT, brush teeth.
Right. Robbie?
MB, make bed.
Good. Mike?
DR, dress.
Uh-huh. And Bub? Bob?
Oh, yeah. S, B, K, T, and L. Sounds like some Eastern Railroad.
Better not take your key.
What?
Well, here, Bob, it's on the back. See? At 7:45, you S, B, K, T, and L. Serve breakfast to Tramp and then do the laundry.
Serve breakfast to Tramp? Let him get his own breakfast.
Yes. Now you will notice that I staggered the use of the bathroom and the telephone and scheduled separate breakfasts. I think that will eliminate some of the major bottlenecks. That way, Bub, you can get CT, WD, DD, PDA, CKNL, and CSP out of the way so you can KK and GL at 10. Clear? Everyone all straight?
Please, get up. WFS. Wash, face, and shave.
Now, these two floor plans of the house indicate to me an ideal traffic pattern. The downstairs is the little complex, but with the exception of the flow from the living room to the kitchen and from the front door to the living room, all traffic bears to the right. Simple?
Looks like a bunch of ocean currents to me.
Yeah. The upstairs looks like the Japanese currents and the downstairs like the Gulf Stream.
Hey, Harriet, you got me getting up and washing my face before the chart even starts.
Well, actually, you don't have to do these things above the line when it says. Any time between 5 and 6 is all right. Or even earlier, if you wish. Now, upstairs you will note that all traffic bears to the right. Regarding the downstairs, you would do well to study the use of the doors.
What's that?
Time to LB. Sorry, you'll have to MD and CU and BT as best you can this morning. Come on, let's go. Hurry now. Oh, no, don't take the place. Take care of that. No, not that way. I'll put up some signs later to explain why not. Okay, hurry now. Let's go. Come on. Can't be late, you know. You have to hurry and be on time to school. And if you study your charts during the day, I'm sure we'll be on schedule by this afternoon. Bye. Hurry now.
Oh, Harriet.
This simple apparatus will keep us on schedule to start with.
Harriet.
Of course, these audio stimuli will be obsolete as soon as we start responding kinesthetically.
Harriet, I can see where I G-U and W-F-S between 5 and 6, but where do I B-U-B?
What? B-U-B? Well, that's your name.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's hurry and see T-W-D, so we can D-D and T-D-A at 8:45.
B-U-B. I'm so fouled up, I don't even know my own name.
Forgot to set it.
And another thing, I don't know how I'm going to L, FL, and ST all at the same time.
I'll L. Nice thing. 5 days we operate with clockwork precision, and here on the day, Jesus, what's the matter with you, Trap? Can't you read?
Hey, Keith, we LB in 25 minutes. Shift BK right now.
I'm the one who gums up the work. And after I spent 20 minutes on the phone last night bragging to him about the big surprise we have.
Well, that's all right. He probably won't show up till after lunch, and by that time, we'll have everything in ship shape. Don't worry.
Late. Right.
Hurry.
How long? 5.
Ronnie! BR and MB station to BK in 5.
Very little surprises.
That's it. Hurry. Ronnie!
My gosh, Dad's home already.
It's you.
Oh, hi, fellas.
You're early.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd surprise you. Say, what are those
signs? We're late.
Well, that's normal.
I got a DR and BT!
You got a what?
Yeah, and I got a BK so I can BT and LV in 15.
What?
Okay, BTR.
Hey, Mike, get going. DR, MB, and CU. So you can...
Bob, what's going on?
Oh, my gosh. Harriet, don't go on the dining room, Steve.
You haven't just seen Katie yet. Please,
you better take it off.
Bobby, you know better than to use this door.
Get out of the way.
Bobby, 7-6.
Hi, Harriet.
No. Oh, no. What are you doing here? You weren't supposed to be here till after lunch.
This thing here. Are you still here? Get going.
Hi, Mike.
Dad!
Hurry! SBKM!
How come you're home?
Well, I thought I'd surprise you all.
Hurry, Mike! But you knew we were trying to surprise you!
Anyway, coming through, BKM!
I know, Harriet.
Well, just sit down, Steve. We'll try to fit you in somewhere.
We're going to see you the BR again. I did not. That's Chip Smith.
Okay,
oh, no! Come on, boys. Hurry up.
Come on, team.
We're on the way. Don't worry about it. Hurry up, Robbie. Not that
that way, Robbie. You can read.
I forgot, Harry.
Here are your books. I have to. Come on, Mike. You don't need to do that. Here you go.
My book. My reader. I just see. Will you shut it off?
There we go, Robbie.
You guys, I'm late with my WD.
Steve, will you please shut it? Oh, the phone. Answer the BT tub.
What?
I mean, Bob. That's the boy. Come on.
Hello?
There you are.
Yeah. Right. Hurry up, you 3-4. Get out of here. Time to LD.
Yeah, come on.
Bye, Dad.
See you later.
Bye.
Come on, Dad.
Hello. Hello.
Harriet. Yes.
Oh.
I'm Steve Douglas, your brother. I used to live here.
Now, wait a minute, Steve. I haven't had my coffee yet.
Harriet. Will you tell me what's going on around here? What's all this?
That, dear brother, was going to be your surprise.
This floor plan. Do you mean we have a traffic pattern in the house? That's why I couldn't come in the back door. You can only go out the back door. So this is the reason for all that WPAICBMFCC talk. Harriet, what are you trying to do around here?
I had it all done until you showed up.
Now look,
no bottlenecks, no traffic jams, no fights over the bathroom, the television, or the TV. Frank says our only hope is
I was lucky enough to get off of this north.
We have to get to our
project early, and
here I get your house running like a well-oiled machine with a big 6-foot-2 microwave like feet like a frozen television. Frank says efficiency is our only answer. Frank says that if we don't get efficiency, then we're all
going
to go to the dog.
Frank says, that's all he's been doing for 6 years. If you're both such efficiency experts, why don't you schedule a time to get married? I'm sorry, Harry.
Well, we better see CMWD so we can KKGL at 10. Well, Steve, where are you going?
I may be back. If my sister can fit me into her schedule.
Hey, you can't go out that door.
Yeah.
My gosh, she did.
Bob, 5:00. Time to S and DC so we can FD in 30.
See, Chips OD and Ravi, aren't he scheduled home now? That's funny. I wonder what happened to my charge.
Did you see Steve?
Steve?
Yeah, the wagon's in the driveway. I thought he'd be down here.
Bob, did you do anything with my chart?
No, I didn't. Where are they?
Well, I'm not sure, but I'm afraid I have a pretty good idea.
Oh, Harriet, I've just been trying to work out my schedule here. Now, Chip is in the bathroom at 7:30. But after he's out of there, it's clear, isn't it? So I could BT at 7:40 while Chip is BKing and Mike is DRing and Robbie's MBing, hmm?
Steve.
I'm getting out of this. I could get up at, say, 7 o'clock. No, but then I'd have a BK problem, wouldn't I? I mean, I'd have to eat breakfast with Bub, and that's no good, is it? I mean, it's more efficient if we all eat our meals alone. Well, here, 7:45, but this would be all right, wouldn't it, Harriet? Now, if I had BK with TR. I mean, breakfast with Tramp. That's up to the way. So, we'll say BT at 7:40. And then, of course, I've had to rush like then and have breakfast with Tramp at 7:45.
Wait a minute.
Hmm?
I know what'll fix it.
Well. Hey, wait a minute. Harriet!
Hand me the downstairs traffic pattern, please.
What are you doing?
I'm doing what I should have done a long time ago. About 6 years, to be exact. Robbie?
Gotta hurry.
Come here a minute.
I'm late.
No, you're not. Come here.
Hey, you're going the wrong way. Hey, what's the deal?
Well, it looks like we're going back to our old two-way traffic.
Look, will you? You're messing up the... schedule.
Another thing Frank said. Schedules work for you.
Oh.
Not you, for them.
Harriet, you're going the wrong way.
I've been going the wrong way for quite a while.
Oh! Hurry in, Harriet.
You're going the wrong way.
No, Chip.
I'm going the right way, finally. By the way, this is Steve Douglas. He's your father.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
I'm just trying to fit you in.
Jeebus, what happened to
the child? Who ruined our schedule?
I did, before it ruins you.
Are you kidding? I've had a hot shower 5 days in a row.
Yeah, and I finally got the telephone all to myself.
Nobody horned in on my TV all week.
Oh, it was a darn efficient plan, all right. Everybody got to school on time. Nobody ran out of hot water. No hassles over the telephone or the TV. In 5 days, it got rid of every disorganized thing about this house, including all that inefficient smiling and laughing and saying of good morning and welcoming of fathers when they come home.
Jeebus, what does that mean?
That means that I resign as the Douglas efficiency expert. As of now, I stop teaching you how to operate like machines, and you can start teaching me how to behave like a human. And now, Steve, if you'll take care of the upstairs traffic pattern, I have a phone call to make.
I'd be happy to.
Well, looks like we won't be needing these anymore.
I guess I'll never get another hot shower for the rest of my life.
I just got it learned.
Why don't you fellas take these things and throw them out in the incinerator and burn them up, huh?
Well, I'm not going to burn mine up. Now that Harriet's got my house cleaning organized, I'm going to stick to it. Parts I like.
Hello, Frank? Look, dear.
Oh, no, you don't, Harriet. I'll do the talking this time, and you can just sit there and listen. What's that?
I didn't say anything.
Oh. Harriet? I'm glad you called, because I was just about to call you. You know, Harriet, this is the first time in the 6 years of our engagement that we've been separated. And I've been doing a lot of thinking about us.
Well, Frank, that's...
I know, Harriet, you think I'm perfect. Well, I'm not.
You think my office is such a model of efficiency. Well, it isn't.
You should look inside my desk. Paper clips, Harriet, mixed up with rubber bands and lettered 3 weeks unanswered.
All right, now.
The glove compartment of my car is a regular rat's nest.
Hey, strutting, Sid. Why don't you... Try to keep it a little quiet. Harry is talking on the phone.
Oh, Steve, I'm glad you could drop in.
Thanks, bud.
And I've been trying to behave like I thought you wanted.
Mr. Robbie. Off the furniture, Trap.
I'm not an automatic brain. I don't want to marry a computer.
All right.
We're just a couple of time-saving machines who've been wasting a lot of time.
Yeah, it's nice to be back to the good old planned disorganization.
Thank you.